I was sitting at my desk in my room when I glanced out my window. It was about 6 o'clock and it was already dark. I had just barely started on the huge pile of homework I had. In the next 2 days, I had a diagnostics quiz, an anatomy test, a lab, a pre-calculus test, an English quiz, an economics test, and 6 songs to learn for choir. All in the next 2 days. I was feeling quite a bit overwhelmed. I kept doing my homework. Time slipped away quickly, and the next time I looked at the clock, it was 10:30 at night. Still, I kept working and working and working. The next day, I went to school feeling extremely tired. I could barely concentrate, and my eyelids felt heavy. But still, I tried to finish all my work and tests. That night, I went home, and the process repeated itself all over again. Again, I woke up tired and cranky. Again, I took my tests and did my work. That night, I had church. My mom was teaching the lesson from 1 Kings chapter 14. It told the story of a king named Rehoboam, a king of Israel who had followed God for 3 years, but turned away from God in the end. She asked us, why would Rehoboam do that? Why would he follow God only to turn away 3 years later? I thought about this question. Why would someone turn away from God? Then I thought about my own life. Every day I did the same things over and over again. I looked at my priorities and what I put as important to me, and I realized that I did not have God as first in my life. Maybe that is what happened to Rehoboam as well. He had everything. He was the king of a country. He could do whatever he wanted. So he took God for granted and didn't put him as first in his life. I realized that we could also take God for granted. We say we love God, but we focus on other things like school, grades, friends, computer and video games, and many other things that distract us. I realized that I needed to get back on track and put God first in my life. At the end of the lesson, my mom asked another question. She asked us, if God told you to do something that you did not want to do, would you do it? If he asked you to give up what was most precious to you, would you give it up for him? I'm still working on this question. We all need to look at our priorities and remind ourselves about what is really important, about what really matters, the things that we enjoy and want for ourselves, or what God really wants for us. Because in the end, what God wants is all that really matters.